become.
Hi, and welcome to I Can Become. My name is Sullivan, and I'm 12 years old. I live in Milwaukee, Oregon. I like to play soccer, walk my dog, and edit videos. When I grow up, I want to be a video editor. I really want to know more about becoming a video editor. So my friends at ICAN Radio have arranged for me to talk to Christian Bergmans, a professional filmmaker. I want to ask him something about becoming an editor, what he wanted to be when he grew up, why he decided to become a video editor, what is hard about it, and what is the most fun. So let's get into the interview. Hey Christian, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Christian Bergmans. I'm a filmmaker who's been working in the video and film production industry here in Portland, and I do travel too, and I've been doing it since high school.
Nice.
And also, about 12 years ago, I started teaching filmmaking at a community college, and I've been enjoying that very, very much. Chemeketa Community College in Salem, and I teach three classes there.
What has been your favorite moment when editing as a filmmaker?
When my son was about four, I was editing, and when he was that young, he would sit on my lap sometimes and watch me edit and, you know, just be kind of fascinated with what was on the screen. That didn't last that long, but he was very interested, and one time he actually gave me an idea. It's too long to go into, but he gave me an idea at 4 years old, which was completely something that I hadn't shot. It was just something that needed to be there. And I realized after I'd put the scene together, it was a stop motion animation, and I'd realized after I put the scene together, it would make more sense if I added in this one little shot, which he suggested at 4 years old, and it just blew my mind. And I was like, you're absolutely right. I need to shoot that. And so the next day I shot that and I put it in, and it worked like a charm.
What career interest did you have when you were growing up?
I hadn't really been thinking necessarily as a career yet when I was very young. I was just very, very interested in art. I knew I wanted to somehow be an artist.
Yeah, I'm not very artistic. I tried making some cover art for my project yesterday, but it just did not turn out very good.
I'm talking about art in a very broad sense. Editing is also an art form. Filmmaking is an art form. And so give yourself lots of credit. Keep yourself open. Don't put yourself down and try things. You don't have to present everything as professional. Nothing has to be something that is going to be for everybody. It can be for you, but you can be proud of it. And other people that you know will probably be proud of it. And so, you know, build up your confidence by trying different art forms just to try them. It'll broaden, you know, your scope and make you better at what you ultimately want to do.
What are some skills you need to become a good filmmaker?
I think through my experiences, I've learned that communication and positive attitude really goes a long way. And I mean, just staying positive, staying focused, but also being open to other people's ideas, being collaborative, and also being in touch with who you're working with, because they also are creatives and you're working with them and they're bringing ideas to help you shape your vision. And hopefully you can do the same for them at some point, because that, again, just broadens your horizons and helps you to focus more of your creativity and get more experience. Knowing how to solve problems in a creative sense. Sometimes people get sort of stuck with an idea that they have in their head and it stops them from going forward. And I don't think that necessarily needs to happen. I know that it's easy to just go, that's not the idea I wanted. That wasn't the way I want to go. So you just sort of stop. But if you can just take a moment, step back, and sort of shift gears and see if you can find a solution to that problem, it may not be exactly what you wanted, but you have a way to go forward and you can come up with some sort of creative solution. And sometimes, in my experience, it turns out better than what the original idea was.
What do you think your favorite software to use is when you're filmmaking?
You mean for editing specifically?
Yeah, just in general.
You know, I still use Final Cut. I've tried other ones, but Final Cut is sort of the one that I've been using for quite a while now.
I actually haven't heard of Final Cut.
Really?
I've been using like Premiere Pro and After Effects.
A lot of my students use Premiere. A lot of them use Final Cut. But there's so many different editing programs out there. I would just say, just try some out and it wouldn't hurt to try other ones and just see if, you know, you like certain things better. And you won't know until you try, but I need to put this into practice myself. I've only, you know, used about 3 different programs since I've been editing, as far as nonlinear editing goes. And then before that, I even was doing it on film.
On film is crazy, though.
Well, it seems crazy now to people, but it was pretty standard when I was a kid. And I didn't understand it when I was a kid, but I saw the result, and I was very curious about it. And as soon as I had a chance, I wanted to learn about some of the process. And fortunately, there was still stuff being shot on film, and I got to get on some film projects when I was a young teenager and work and experience some of those things in a more old-school environment, and also get hands-on, too, with some filmmaking and editing and splicing. And, you know, you could hold, it was a tangible process. It was really weird. It was, you could hold it up with your hands and look at it in the light and see the images, and, or you could run it through the moviola and decide, this is where I want to put my mark. And then you'd have your grease pen and you'd make the mark on the actual film. And then you'd make the splice. You made the cut. You'd cut the film. And then you'd get the tape. You'd splice it together. And literally the other stuff would go on the cutting room floor.
What are some of your hobbies when you're not filmmaking?
When I'm not filmmaking, some of my hobbies would include other forms of art. Drawing and painting, I still do. It's very similar in certain ways because it's a visual art, but it doesn't involve a lot of other people, which I love. It's a different process. Aside from that, I just love being out in nature as much as possible, and I like hiking, and I love, one of the things I love, I don't get to do enough of, but I love the ocean, and I love scuba diving.
What do you think I should work on in school if I wanted to pursue a career of filmmaking or editing?
I would take the opportunity to expand yourself to and be open to as many different types of art forms that are available in school. You know, you only have time for so much, but you're young and you have plenty of time to try lots of things and give it a good go and see. It's only going to help you. Like I said, any creative experience is just going to broaden your mind, and it'll serve you well later, you know, to have that experience. So the closest thing I could get to was theater. And the theater was the closest discipline to what it's like. It's very different, but fundamentals are the same. The discipline for what it takes to work with other people and towards a big creative common goal, and the delegation of theater, and everybody working towards something and doing their part as a team, but in a very creative way. I really got a lot out of that.
What is something you wish you knew about video editing when you were a kid?
Well, like I said, I wish I knew when I was really little and I was asking questions about, I remember asking questions about how do they make film. I didn't really even understand what I was asking. I just knew I was impressed and always amazingly influenced and blown away by what movies were and what they could do. I wanted to figure out how to do that. And one of my uncles, I remember, tried to explain it to me. He says, you see this this tape? It's like this roll of tape, and there's pictures on it. And I remember going, oh, I think it must have been 5 or 6 maybe. And I took a roll of tape, and I laid it out on a cardboard, piece of cardboard, and I started making boxes on it and trying to draw like what was a comic strip on it. And I was like, okay, now how do I make it so that it can go up on the screen? I didn't understand, but he was really trying to explain the mechanical parts of it to me, which was pretty cool.
What is your best advice for me?
My best advice for you is to just keep practicing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. If you really are enjoying what you're doing and filmmaking is it, don't just do editing. Do that. You love that. But broaden it. You know, try to direct a film. But before you try that, try working on every part of a filmmaking process. You know, there's someone who needs to be, you know, you need to have actors. So try acting. If you'd want to do special effects, do special effects. If you want to write a story, write it, direct it, do the special effects. Have your friends involved. Be one of the actors. Get behind the camera, but also be in front of the camera. Then start to learn about how sound mixing really plays a role later. And then, you know, have fun with it. And it will make you, if editing is what you want to do, then that's sort of your foundation for where you're coming back to. And I'm going to say, do things. Just do it. Just try things. Practice, practice, practice. It's a process. It's all about the process of doing it. And that's the only way you're going to learn it. When did you start getting interested in editing, or was that your first really focus, or was it just something else about film?
Well, a couple months ago, I want to say, probably like 6 months ago, I mainly just wanted to video edit because I play a lot of video games, and I've always just been so interested about how they make effects appear on the screen for what they're doing. And I was just like, I want to learn how to do that. And I ended up starting with a super hard software, and it was like, whoa, what is going on here? So I quit once. But then I came back, and I just watched YouTube tutorial after tutorial after tutorial. And eventually, I got pretty good.
All right. That's the way to do it. Have you had an experience of making a film yourself, shooting one, and then editing it all, you know, pretty much on your own or with a group of friends, like writing it or coming up with the idea and then editing it?
I haven't done much filmmaking. I've mostly just been perfecting my editing right now with other people's clips they've used.
Okay.
You know, adding color correction. I'm still working on all of that stuff myself.
Okay. Yeah. It's a great place to start, for sure. Give yourself sometimes it might be really cool to just give yourself, if you're interested and you want to gain more experience in making a film, give yourself a limit to, like, I'm going to shoot a whole film in one day, and whatever I shoot in that day, that's my film. And then I'll set another day aside to edit it. It's pretty good. You can look back and go, that was pretty good for one day. Now what can I really maybe go forward making if I have a whole weekend? Then what can I do? And give myself maybe a little bit more time to edit it. And then just incrementally explore larger projects as you gain more confidence and experience. What kind of editor do you see yourself becoming?
Well, I don't know. I thought I might edit professionally for a YouTuber, maybe. Sometimes I find myself just watching YouTubers that I watch videos and watching effects and being like, I can do that too. So I've actually been trying to reach out to some people on different platforms and try to edit some videos for them.
Have you gotten good feedback?
Decent, you know. I've still been making my own work to post on my YouTube channel so I can show them that I know what I'm doing.
That's great. Also, I'd like to ask, have you had any experience collaborating with anybody else doing this?
Not really, but I've talked to another editor who really helped me set up everything in my software, and he taught me some things himself.
All right. Keep connections with people like that. Give them an update once in a while on how you're doing, and so that they still have you in their mind, and those contacts actually become really great and valuable, can turn into friendships over the years. I wish you the best of luck going forward. Stay creative.
You too. Hey, thanks for coming. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Sullivan.
Thank you for listening to I Can Become with me, Sullivan. Today I've learned that it's good to branch out and try new things, like different types of art. And it would be really cool to try other aspects of filmmaking. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at ICANN? Just visit icannradio.org and let them know. And maybe you could interview someone cool, just like I did. I wanted to thank my guest, Christian Bergmans, for coming onto the show. Because of you, I now know I can become a video editor. And breaking news, tune in to I Can Become next week when Jamie learns about becoming a newsreader. Discover more at icannradio.org.
That was an original ICANN production called I Can Become. You can tune in to I Can Become every Wednesday at 5 p.m. If you want to catch up on previous episodes or learn how to make your dreams come true, head to icannradio.org. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.
This piece was composed by Beethoven.
That was my friend Cleo, and she's right. We do have more Beethoven coming up. You're listening to ICANN, and this is Beats with Beethoven. Music with some of our favorite composers, including Beethoven, and Maestro Classics. Right now is a piece of music called Pastoral, Symphony No. 6. And this is the third movement, called Happy Gathering of Villagers. I'd like for you to close your eyes. Imagine you're on a piece of land. The weather is warm and the sun is shining, It's a beautiful day. And there's nothing for you to do except for play with your neighbors and have a great time outside. That's what this piece of music is about. Happy gathering of villagers.